Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, where we discuss building up your marriage and your net worth. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
While the do-it-yourself movement is popular with some homeowners, you might want to hire a professional to take on a big renovation project rather than doing it yourself. If you hire one, it is crucial that you prepare well. Not only could a lot of money be involved, but depending on the situation, your quality of life and home could be greatly affected. The right contractor can help transform your space into something beautiful and functional. On the other hand, the wrong one can make the process a nightmare. We've had Lauren Bowling over on the show give her take as a homeowner a few episodes ago on renovating the house she had bought. Now we'll look at the other side. Remodeling expert and author Kathy Fleck is on the podcast today to help us understand the renovation design and build process, teach us how to come up with a realistic budget, and we'll learn how to find a reliable contractor that is right for you and your home. I'll also be highlighting some practical points and tips she has in her book, Renovate, Remodel, Relax. This episode can hopefully save you a ton of money and plenty of headaches the next time you decide to renovate or remodel. There are plenty of couples, ourselves included, who have seen those remodeling shows on HGTV and the other channels and are amazed at the transformations. The design, the teardowns, the builds all happen within a span of 30 minutes, maybe an hour. We know in our heads that the renovations in the real world are much more complicated. But if this is your first project, it can be hard to come up with realistic expectations. So I asked Ms. Fleck to give an overview of the process.
It is wonderful that we have all of the reality shows and the HGTV shows to help out with ideas and inspiration because it kind of gets people started. But you're right, it is a little bit misleading and it does take a lot longer, usually costs more than what they might envision on TV. One of the things that I like to help people with is go ahead and put everything out there as far as what they do dream, what they might want to consider, because this is the time to do it before they get started. But then take a look at what their budget is, because a lot of times they're two different things. And some people have a more open budget, others have a very tight budget. And so there are different ways to get the look that they want in different budgets. And they can choose different products, they can maybe do it in phases. So there's lots of different ways that can help them out with that.
If you too want to get a very rough idea on costs for some typical renovations in your area, I have a link up in the show notes for a tool called Costs versus Value. It'll give you a starting point so you guys can save up for the renovation. Just keep in mind that as you work with your designer, costs will vary. Kathy explains why.
A lot of times people will say to me, I don't know what it's going to cost, so I really have a hard time giving you a budget. And so they try to focus in on what they think it's going to cost, but in reality, most of us don't really know what it's going to cost until we get into it. Oftentimes I'm asked, can you do a remodel for a certain dollar amount? And the dollar amount is realistic, but then when they start getting into picking out products, they might choose very high-end ones, and it throws the budget way out of line. I won't know that till we get further down the path on picking out the products and all. So if they have an idea of what they want to invest in their project, and it might be, well, gee, my home is valued at a certain dollar, so I don't want to overspend, or maybe I can't afford to put more money into it. So if we start with that, and then we say, okay, here's a budget that you want to work with, what can get done in that time frame or in that budget? Is it going to be realistic for the products that they want or how much they want to do? And sometimes it's not. So sometimes they have to save a little bit more money, or maybe they can't do it at all, or they decide they have to pick different products. So by talking about all of these to somebody that they feel that they can work with, then they can start to zero in on what their remodel is going to be.
Finding the right contractor is many times the most difficult part of the renovation process. When you're looking around and getting bids and estimates, You might be tempted by comparing prices, but Kathy suggests a more effective way to find the best contractor for you.
You might tell me I'm not really going for the low price, but they're still going after price because that's the only comparison that they can have is the bottom line, the price.
Mm-hmm.
And so I suggest a little bit different approach is to take a look at who they want to work with. And so there are ways to find good contractors. Better Business Bureau is one, and that's something that a lot of people are familiar with, and they can go online and check out that company and see if there's any problems with them, what their rating is. There's also associations. I belong to NARI, which is the National Association of Remodeling Industry. And there's also another, something like Pinterest, which is called House. It's HOUZZ.com. And there's reviews for those of us who are on House. I often have people find me through House as well because they're looking for ideas and also contractors. So if somebody is very visible and is out there in the community and you can find them, know that they're going to be around, our reputation is extremely important. And so the last thing I want is some negative hits on any of those associations because it's certainly not going to help me have a positive approach with others. So those are some ways that I think would be good to find good contractors. And then I suggest interviewing the contractor and finding out who has a good fit for them. And not everybody does. And it doesn't mean that if they're a bad contractor. It just means that they may not be the good fit for that homeowner. So once they find the contractor that they want to work with, and they talk about budget as far as what they want to put into it, and then they get the help from the contractor to work with the products that are going to fit within that budget, there's already that working relationship that is starting before they start tearing something out and trying to do the job. But many times homeowners are in a hurry and they say, well, I really want to get this done. They're excited. They've been thinking about it for a long time. They have their money saved up or put away. And so they're ready to get started. And then they're in a hurry to find the contractor. And even though they may have met with 3 or 5 different contractors, it still may not be the right one for them.
With this being such an important relationship, you guys really have to take the time to make sure that you have the right contractor. Besides getting references from customers, Kathy also recommends that you ask for bank and supplier references so that you know that the business you're dealing with is legitimate. Also, make sure any contractor you hire is insured. It's okay to verify the policy and make sure it's current and that they have enough coverage for your project. And as you're interviewing different contractors, keep in mind that sometimes it's not what you ask, but what they ask you about the project.
Okay, so let's just use for an example, a kitchen. Oftentimes I'll ask how much they like to cook. Are there 2 cooks in the kitchen, so we need to make sure that there's enough room for both of them to be working together? Do they have different family members? Maybe there's several generations that are living there. Is there anybody who has difficulty standing and they need to be able to sit while they're working? Most, I'd say most everybody other than 2 or 3 year olds don't really want to be climbing into those lower cabinets. They'd much rather have drawers or pull out so that they can get their items out. So I ask a lot of questions about how much they're really using the kitchen and what is important to them in the kitchen. Some of them want just a nice functioning kitchen that's going to be better than what they have. Others want it to really make a statement and they want high-end specific items such as certain appliances or a certain look to the cabinets, an exotic granite that's on there. So all of these things are going to lead the contractor into helping them pick out and find which products that they want in it.
So if you're planning a renovation anytime soon, please pick up Renovate, Remodel, and Relax. It's not a big book, but there's a lot of helpful information in there, including 11 warning signs when you're dealing with an unreliable contractor and 7 critical questions to ask your contractor before the project begins. It's well worth the investment. Special Special thanks to our guest, Kathy Fleck, for sharing her professional expertise and tips. If you want to grab Renovate, Remodel, Relax, please check it out at kathyfleck.com. On there, she has samples from her book, videos about home design, and information about her business, Lone Star Property Solutions. I'll also post up the links on the show notes. Don't forget, to hear the latest episodes of the Couple Money Podcast as they release, go ahead and subscribe to it. It's free. We're available on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. You can also leave a review on the show on any of those sites. I'd love to hear what you think, and it would help get the word out on the show. So please take a minute when you have a chance. The feed is also available on couplemoneypodcast.com, so you can grab it on whatever service you prefer. Take care and have a wonderful week.